The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Revelation, particularly today about the tribulation. And I hope you're following along. Now, you know, you can go back and hear all of the messages in the series. Now, Lord willing, we're going to be finishing this series on the tribulation today. At least I hope we get it finished today. And you can go back and hear all of the programs in this series. If you go to the website, considerhisword.org, they're all there. Click on the link that says radio programs, and you can go back and hear the previous programs and put all this together kind of into one Bible study. I want to remind you about a promotion we're doing for this month and early into next month. So we're offering our book, Consider His Word, for $25. $25 gift to this ministry. Now, your $25 will go right back into the radio programming as God provides. But it would be a blessing to you, and it'd be a blessing to us. The book is a daily devotional. If you start at the beginning of the year, you can read through the Bible in a year. And then for each day of the year, there is a passage of Scripture, one or two verses, and then a devotion about that particular passage of Scripture. And so then there is a place where you can do your own journaling, where you can write your own prayer requests or praises, or a place where you can just write your own thoughts. Now, it's not a lot of room for that, but a little bit of room for that. And so I believe the book would be a blessing to you. And we offer the book this time of year because it would make a great gift for someone you know who is trying to walk with the Lord, maybe somebody who's just getting on their feet. It would be a great daily devotional for that as well. It'd make a great gift. By the way, I will sign every copy that we send out, so you have an autographed copy of the book. I'm not sure that that adds any value to it, but I want you to have a blessing, and I want the book to be a blessing to you. And then maybe you can bless someone else. Anyway, $25, postage paid. It covers everything. Just send us a check for $25. We'll get the book out to you just as quick as we can. Now, we are continuing to do our little prayer journals, and we'd love to get one of those to you. Those are absolutely free. If you order the book, I'll send one of the prayer journals as well. So to get all of that, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I also want to remind you that you can also contact me directly if you'd like to just have the prayer journal. You can contact us through the website, again, at considerhisword.org. You can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. So send for the book, send for the prayer journals. I believe they'll be a blessing to you. Now let's get to the Scripture. We're in Matthew 24. The tribulation covers a big part, many chapters of the book of Revelation. And this study is not to do a detailed study of the book of Revelation, to just kind of give you a flyover, just kind of a review or survey of the book. Now, we will get into some specific chapters here in just a little while. But in Matthew 24, Jesus kind of gave us a summary of what the tribulation would be like. And really, we've covered the first half of the tribulation. The last time we were talking about the tribulation was this little break where Jesus said that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And starting in verse 15, again of Matthew 24, to the end of the chapter is really the second half of the tribulation. And Jesus doesn't give us quite as much detail. We can go back and read Revelation 14, 15, really 13, too, 13 through about chapter 16, 17, and it covers this period of time. Now, Jesus called it the Great Tribulation. First half of the tribulation will be bad. We're talking about 7 years now. First 3.5 years will be bad. Don't be mistaken. It's not going to be good at all. But then the second half, it gets worse. These are going to be terrible, terrible times. The Antichrist will begin breaking his covenant with the people. Even Daniel spoke about this time. So I want to read a little bit, and you get an idea of how terrifying that it is. Let's pick up in verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop come not down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Do you get an idea of how terrible it's going to be? I think we really have no idea. Although Revelation describes some of these things to us, I don't think we really understand how terrifying these days are going to be. Now, he mentioned the abomination of desolation. Daniel spoke of this over in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And it's going to be fulfilled during this time. The Antichrist will enter into the temple and into the Holy of Holies. I believe this will be a newly constructed temple, the third temple, if you would. And he's going to enter in and declare himself God, that he is God, and demand that the world worship him. The Antichrist will be there to help him. The Antichrist, the false prophet. We're going to talk about these in a couple of weeks, more specifically. But he's going to step into the temple, declare himself God, and that you must worship him. Terrifying days. Almost unbelievable. Very intense judgments. These judgments are found particularly in Revelation 15. And I don't want to read all of these, but I do want you to hear this. Because it talks about these angels that are opening these scrolls that are bringing these judgments. Let me go back to Revelation 15 for just a minute. Beginning in verse 5, he says, "And after that I looked, and behold, hold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave to the seven angels golden vials full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever." The wrath of God is going to be poured out. And I'll tell you what, I've been recently studying about the wrath of God and how awful it's going to be when God pours out his wrath. Now, as we come down to the end of chapter 24, we begin to see when Jesus comes again. This is the second coming. Now, don't get it confused with the rapture. In verse 30, he said, let me pick up in verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The Lord is coming. Now, don't confuse the rapture with the second coming. Revelation 4 tells us about the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 tells us about the rapture. Here he's saying that the Savior will come. What a great day it will be when Jesus returns in power and glory at the end of the tribulation. When he returns, he's going to destroy the Antichrist and all of his followers. The Bible says that the earth will mourn. I think they'll mourn because of the loss of their apparent leader. And remember, he said he was God. And the Lord will destroy all of that. And they will experience the return of Christ in all of his glory. And yet the world will be in terror when they see him. He tells us that he'll gather armies together to Jerusalem to fight. This is known as the Battle of Armageddon in these last days. And the Lord will be victorious. And those that refuse to follow him, for them, it's going to be too late. I want you to read again. Verse 31, he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And he gives a parable about the fig tree. Verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angel of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And the Lord will come. He goes on and says that it's going to come in very suddenly. And after these 7 years, Jesus comes again. He said again in verse 42 and the end of Matthew 24, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think, the Son of Man cometh. The hour when you think not. He's going to come. And he's going to come again. You know, we've just kind of touched on the high points of the tribulation. And it will come to an end. The Bible says that there will be 7 years of tribulation. And it's going to be a time that is more terrible than perhaps we can even imagine. As God brings his wrath and his judgment upon people that refuse him. And if you know Christ, these things should not be scary to you. But if you've not saved, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, these words should strike terror in your heart. You will see these things. Now, I believe you're going to deny the Word of God, and you may even deny God himself, and yet you'll go through these hard times of famine and pestilence and earthquakes and all of these things. It's going to be terrible. Millions of people will die, will be taken out. And so he said, be you ready. So I would ask you that question. Are you ready if the Lord should come today? Have you trusted Christ as your own personal Savior? If you haven't, I hope you will today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.